This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To the surprise of absolutely nobody who lives here in Los Angeles, this city topped a recent list of the most congested cities in the world. We have no monopoly on bad traffic here. Of course, it's a constant of urban life almost everywhere, along with complaints about it and the very real costs that too many cars bring. Turns out, though, that all that traffic is actually saying something about a city's development and its economic health. From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Megan McCarty-Carino has a history lesson.
There was a saying back in the day, you could get anywhere in Los Angeles in 20 minutes.
I heard it and I trusted it, at least in the first decade of driving that I did.
Michael Alexander grew up in L.A. In the summer of 1964, he was a newly minted teenage driver. The freeways had just been built, and there were a bunch of guys singing on the radio about how neat it was to drive around.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
I got a job as a clown in the city's traveling circus.
Seriously, that's real. Every week he performed at a different park, from the northern reaches of the San Fernando Valley south to the ports, and he drove from place to place in his parents' Nash Rambler in roughly 20 minutes.
We were truly able to ride the speed limit at any time of the day.
Now, if you live in L.A. or have been to L.A. or know anything about L.A., you know that 20-minute rule is a thing of the past, maybe multiply by four. Traffic analytics firm INRIX names L.A. traffic the worst in the world, citing the 100 hours a year drivers are stuck in it. INRIX estimates that cost the economy $19 billion last year in time, fuel, and expenses passed on to consumers. The story of how we went from getting around to getting stuck behind the wheel starts less than a mile from Alexander's home at one of the earliest freeways in the country.
You know, it's important to me for the same reason the ruins of Pompeii are important to a scholar of ancient Rome.
Matthew Roth is the historian for the Southern California Auto Club, and he took me on a tour of freeway history, starting with the Arroyo Seco Parkway from Pasadena to downtown, where we enter a tangled forest of curving ramps that opens into a vast, terrifying confluence of 12 lanes of traffic.
We are at the third level.
These concrete landscapes were pioneered here in the post-war years. From the mid-50s to the mid-60s, California built nearly 100 miles of freeway a year, a system that became a model for the rest of the country. But the freeway building boom didn't last long.
Almost as quickly as it began, there was this peak and then drop.
Brian Taylor is an urban planning professor at UCLA. He says by the 70s, funding had dried up and cities were pushing back against displacement and smog. The freeway frenzy came to an end, but its legacy can still be felt.
These facilities supported development very far from the city center and created an expectation that it's somehow normal or reasonable to travel very far.
Like Michael Alexander, driving 20 miles for his clown job in just 20 minutes. Taylor says that ease of movement was bound to be short-lived.
Cities exist because they push lots of activities together in a place. But when you push things together, things get crowded and slowed down.
Congestion, not free movement, is the natural state of thriving cities. Sorry, guys. Since the 1960s, L.A. has exploded, pushing more things closer together. Not just cars and people, but jobs and restaurants and artisanal kombucha bars. So even though Michael Alexander can't drive 20 miles in 20 minutes anymore, he doesn't necessarily have to. Before he retired, he worked 6 miles from home, and guess how long his commute was?
And I did have a 20-minute drive. That was a wonderful part of it.
Not everyone is so lucky, but wouldn't it be nice? In Los Angeles, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Megan's story came to us from a statewide nonprofit media collaboration called California Dream.